Welcome to the Solution Focused Schools Unlimited podcast series. My name is Dr. Linda Metcalf, and I am the author of Counseling Toward Solutions and Teaching Toward Solutions. I'm creating this new podcast series just for teachers. My wish is that you will find the podcast a new resource for you as you navigate through a rather challenging world as a teacher. It is my gift to you because I believe in every single one of you. I'd like to start off this podcast by just saying thank you. Thank you so much for being a teacher in a world that today often forgets to tell you thank you. You are important. You create members of society. Those members compose countries and our world. To me, you have one of the most important jobs in the world. You are quite powerful. Okay, now I've given enough of those compliments to you. I'm going to now give you some ideas. I just had to say it. I do believe you are one of those very powerful people in our world. This podcast message is unlike any you've ever heard before. I can promise you that. You see, what I've done in this podcast is taken an idea referred to often as a solution-focused mindset. I've taken it from counseling, and I'm giving it to you, and we're going to be calling it a teaching toward solutions mindset. Yep. And again, it's got one purpose, and that is to give you back the power that is rightfully yours as a leader of a classroom. And I'm not going to give you any pre-written recipes for solving student classroom problems. Nope. We both know those often don't work. They're templates that someone else who maybe is not in your classroom or not even been in a classroom in a long time writes up and prints out and sends to everyone and says, try this. You've had enough of that. I'm going to give you some different ideas where you take charge of those ideas, you and your students, and together, you create solutions together. Now, I know this sounds pretty far-fetched and almost impossible in a world where students are often disrespectful, misbehaving. They come from homes where there's not a lot of encouragement to go to school and be motivated. I know all that. I really do. And what have we tried in response to that? We've tried getting harder. We've tried more consequences. We've tried so many things. And now with school safety issues, we're terrified. We keep on looking for things that are not working. This approach is going to stop that. Yes, we still need to be safe, but it's going to be asking you to watch for times when things are working. Now, that's a lot different than just watching for when kids are doing well. Very different, because that may not be as easy to see today in today's schools. I know it's not. Instead, I'm going to give you power to find ways to calm that student who's disruptive, motivate students who've given up or just don't care, to be able to teach in a respectful way and get respect back in a very innovative way, give you back the passion you once felt so that you can leave school each day with a small smile, later a big smile, but a small smile at first, knowing that you made a difference to one or two students because you can. Now, I know this may sound almost impossible, so please don't turn this podcast off. I know it all sounds way too good to be true. But it's not. It's not over the top. Instead, this is something that's going to help you truly regain your power. And you'll do that with a mindset that approaches students in a very different way and gives you a chance to think about what are you trying to do when you approach a student who's out of sorts, who's disrespectful, who's pushed your buttons way too many times. What's your mindset there? If I look into your mind, I might say, I want to find a way to stop this stuff so I can go in the classroom and teach. I'm going to give you a different way to do that. That's going to have much more of a guarantee that you can stop this stuff by telling you a story about a teacher in the next section. I once worked with a wonderful teacher in a high school. She taught government class. She loved her students. She actually lived about 50 miles away from school. She'd moved a couple of times, but loved the school so much, she kept on driving back every single day to school. But there was one student that was really, really giving her a hard time. And she came to me one day and she said, okay, now I've got one for you. That was often the attitude of some people when they knew that I worked differently. They knew that I was not going to be reprimanding a student because that was not my job as a school counselor. They knew that I was not going to be, quote, talking sense into them because that was not my job either. I did do some things differently. I use a solution-focused approach with every student, teacher, parent I talk to. So in she walks one day, and she said, you've got to do something about this student. You see, he's the brother of a student I had last year. And I just know that his brother last year said to his younger brother, okay, you've got Miss Johnson as a government teacher. Man, she is so hard. You go give her a hard time. Give her a hard time for me. And so she said, I think he's doing that. I think he's following the instructions from his brother. He's been so difficult and so challenging. She said, I want you to fix it. And I looked at her and I said, oh, wow, it does sound like it's been really tough. Tell you what, I really don't know if I can fix it, but I'm interested if you would just have a seat for a second because I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things. I mean, I know you to be a very dedicated teacher. You love what you do, and I can only imagine how this is really, with this student doing these things, really throwing a wrench into things for you. And she said, oh, you have no idea. And she said, yesterday was the last straw. I said, oh, goodness, really? She said, yes. She said, I was standing in the hallway talking to a colleague, and Peter walked up to me behind my back and did bunny ears on top of my head. And just shook his fingers and started laughing and ran away. High school kid, imagine a high school kid acting that way. I said, wow, that must have been awful for you. She said, yes, it was very embarrassing for me to have that happen in front of a colleague. I couldn't believe he did that. I said, wow, I'm so sorry that happened. She said, and so I've got to find ways to get through to him. I've tried all kinds of things. I said, really? Like, what have you tried? She said, well, I have tried the usual stuff, you know, like I've tried ignoring him. I've tried at times, I admit to being sarcastic with him. I admit to maybe putting him in a corner and saying, face this corner until you can come out and be respectful. All of which he laughed at me every single time. Doesn't work. Nothing works with him. You have to fix him. I said, oh gosh. Fixing a student like that sounds like a pretty tall order. But let me ask you something. You said that he embarrassed you, right? Yesterday? She said, yes. Totally humiliated me in front of my friend, my colleague. I said, let me ask you a question. If another friend of yours had done that to you, gone up behind and done something that was disrespectful, what might you have done later? And she said, well, I would have probably gone to that person and said, look, you embarrassed me in front of my colleague. And, you know, it's not good for a teacher to have that kind of experience because, you know, we're supposed to be respected and, And you didn't that day. And I just wanted you to know it hurt my feelings. I looked at her and I said, wow. And how do you imagine that friend acting or reacting when you share that with them? She said, oh, I think it would have gotten her attention or his attention if I had talked about it like that. I said, oh, what an amazing strategy you used. And then she looked at me and she said, oh boy, she said, you want me to do that with a student. I can't imagine doing like something like that with a student. I mean, we're supposed to be teachers. We're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're supposed to, you know, just put them in line. I said, you know, that's one way to think about what teachers can do, but all I know is you've tried a lot of that already. And I wonder, just wonder, if this strategy you used with your colleague, that you said that you might use with your colleague, I'm wondering what might happen if you use that with a student. She said, oh, I can't believe this. You're supposed to tell me how to fix things. I said, you know, that's really not my job to fix things. My job is to help you see the abilities you've already got. So she just kind of mumbled a minute, walked out of the office. Hour and a half later, she comes running to my office. It worked, it worked, it worked. I'm going, oh gosh, you know, what did she do? I said, wow, really, what worked? She said, well, you know, I thought about that silly idea you had of talking to the student, you know, like he was my colleague or something. I thought, well, what the heck? And I walked into class and he immediately started acting up and giving me a tough time. So I said, Peter, let's step out in the hall for a minute. Of course, that made all the kids laugh. And he was kind of, you know, he enjoyed that too because he likes attention. But we went out into the hallway and I shut the door and I said, Peter, yesterday when you walked up behind me and you did those bunny ears behind my head, it was very humiliating for me and embarrassing. And it actually hurt my feelings. You know, I really love teaching here and I love teaching all of you. But this has to stop because it was that hurtful to me. And I just wanted you to know that. She looked at me and she said, do you know what he did, Linda? I said, no, I'm just blown away by what you did. And she said, he looked at the floor, stared at his shoes while I was talking to him. I almost thought he was going to start crying. She said, but you know what else? I said, what else? She said, he was perfect in class. I said, oh my gosh, are you serious? She said, he was perfect in class. Probably won't last though. You know how things are. I said, who knows? All I know is, Miss Johnson, that you are awesome. You did something quite different. I expect things might turn out a little different for you. Would you keep me up on things and let me know how things continue to go? She said, okay, but it probably can't last. I said, you just never know. But everybody, it did last. It lasted the entire semester. So let's talk a little bit about what she did. She did quite a few things differently in that scenario. First, she asked him to step outside, so she was respecting his privacy. Second, she didn't reprimand him for what he did. She just talked to him and let him know how his actions affected her. You know, I doubt that a senior in high school would ever really worry about affecting a teacher's emotions or feelings. They kind of see us as, you know, beyond human. We're there just to teach them. We have no feelings. We're people that just have a job. But on that day, she shared with him the humanness inside of her and let him know that it embarrassed her and hurt her feelings and that she, again, drove 50 miles every single day to that school because she loved that school and she loved the students. And he saw that. That was different. She did something different. As a result, she got different results, didn't she? The solution-focused mindset is all about doing something different. But sometimes doing something different takes us to maybe different punishments or different consequences. We're not going to talk about that. Instead, we're going to be talking about different ways to approach students. Now, I'm not saying at all that unsafe behaviors need to go without a consequence. Please don't misunderstand me. Those things need to be taken care of because our classrooms need to be safe. And kids need to know what's acceptable and what is not. But when those kids who do those things come back to class, it's really important that we start over. We've heard the idea of a clean slate. But often that just means we welcome them back, or we don't really welcome them back. We know they're coming back. They come into our class and on we go. Chances are the same system that helped create the issue in the beginning, whether it's other classmates taunting a person, causing a problem, disrupting and causing a student to act out again, are still at work. What we need to do as solution-focused teachers is to stop the kid who's coming back, who's had a consequence, and talk with that student outside the hallway, like I mentioned the other teacher did with Peter, and say something like this: "Hey, you're back today. What can you and I do as you go into the classroom today so that what happened the other day doesn't happen just for this class period? What can I do as your teacher to help you learn, listen to me, and get your work done? Is there a certain place you can sit? Is there a certain thing, way I could talk to you? I'm interested." And then the teacher says, "And by the way, Dennis, what do you think you might try out? Just so I can see a different side of you than I saw a couple of days ago when you forgot to behave in class. What do you hope I begin to see in you? Because I believe inside of you is an expert student." "Yep, I do. In spite of what happened the other day, I'm interested in seeing that person today. And I'm interested in knowing what I can do to help bring you out." Often, I have to admit, most students just stare at the teacher. They've never heard anything like this before. They kind of look around, don't know what to say, and often the answer is, "I don't know." And when kids tell me, "I don't know," what I love saying back to them is, "Neither do I. I don't know either. So let's just try it out, okay? I'm going to be watching out for what you do in class today that tells me you're on the right track again. And here's the other thing I'm going to do. When I see it, I'm going to write a note to your parents and let them know what I saw today. You think they'd like that?" Let me know. Let's go back into class. Looking beyond the problem means looking at the students in your classroom as little experts who just haven't found their way yet. I doubt they find their way when they get constant punishment by administrators, principals, anybody else who's watching them. I doubt that. This way of thinking means that instead of sending a student directly to the principal or the assistant principal in your school when they act up, this approach means, before you do that, try this. Because no matter what happens out there with the assistant principal or principal, that student's still coming back. And they're coming back into your classroom. Before they come back into the classroom, they need to have a conversation with you that shows them exactly who you are. You're a human being too, who wants to see the best part of them. The ideas I've shared with you today in this first podcast was designed to give you a glimpse of hope and a glimpse of how you can get your power back. You see, the more power you give to your students to figure things out on how they will behave differently, do better in class, follow the directions, be part of the classroom community in a way that's respectful and helpful, the more you give them the chance to figure it out, you give them power, and your power grows immensely. This week, as you go to school, just for this week, I want you to do an experiment. Whether you're driving to school or you're walking to school or going on a subway, wherever you live, I'd like for you to think about this before you walk into the doors of the school. Today, I'm going to be at my very, very best. I'm going to let the students know how important they are to me. I'm going to be a human. Then ask yourself, what will my students notice about me that will tell them I'm at my very best? What else will they say you'll do? What else will they say you will do to show them you are human? To show them that you're hurt on occasion? What else might you do? What else might you do to notice when Jose doesn't act up? What else will you do when Cindy looks up and asks a question for the first time in class to let her know that you're so glad and so appreciative that she asked that question? What will you do being at your very, very best just for this week? Now, I know you face immense challenges when you walk into those classrooms. But here's the thing. When you walk in differently, there's going to be a little bit of a change in the way kids respond to you. Consider, for example, if you had a tough day yesterday in school and you walk in being at your very, very best, you might think about walking into the classroom, grabbing a chair, putting all the kids in a circle, whether they are kindergarten or 12th grade, and I'm serious about that. And after you're in a circle and you're all sitting at the same height, say something to the students like, you know, students, I love my job. I love my subject. Yesterday was a hard day for me. I left school feeling very discouraged. Today, I'd like you to tell me what I can do as your teacher so we can have a better class. And then I'm going to ask you, what do you think you and your classmates can do to help that happen as well? Let's just talk about this for a few minutes before we get started. Can you imagine, just for a second, how different that would be? Can you imagine? Yeah, there's probably going to be one kid that still acts up, but I would bet you're going to see a little bit more of a focus from your students. Just thinking out loud, everybody. That's all I'm doing is thinking out loud. I look forward to hearing from many of you. My email address is lmetcalf62@gmail.com. You will also find that information in the episode description of this episode. And please know that I am always working for you out here so that you can be the most powerful of all. May the solution force be with you. Have a better week. Thank you so much for listening to this initial podcast of the series, The Solution Focused Teacher. Please feel free to share this podcast with your colleagues. You probably received this today or yesterday by your school counselor. I currently also do podcasts for school counselors, and I ask them to do me a favor and send this to you. It is my way of reaching out to you. If there are things that I could talk about in future podcasts, please email me with those requests. You can email me at lmetcalf62@gmail.com. You'll see that email in the episode description. You'll also see my website. There are many, many free things on that website that I hope will help you again to be the teacher that you want to be. Best wishes to you, and I will talk to you soon.